Black Creek Crossing by John Saul. Prologue. It was the cold that awakened her, a cold that crept first into her sleep, curling its fingers around her subconscious, making her feel as if she were walking through the woods on a winter night. Snow crunched beneath her feet, and all around her the bare limbs of trees glistened in the moonlight, every branch and twig encased in ice that sparkled with a brilliance that seemed to mirror the millions of stars that twinkled in the clear night sky. The path wound through a stand of birches, and she was striding along with the careless exhilaration of a spring afternoon rather than the sense of purposeful urgency that winter nights always brought. Then, as the cold tightened its grip, the dream began to change. A cloud scudded across the moon, and the stars began to fade. The woman instinctively reached to pull her shawl tighter around her throat and shoulders, but all her fingers closed on was the thin flannel of her nightgown. Why wasn't she dressed? She hurried her step, and only now realized she was barefoot, and the cold of the snow beneath her feet was numbing her toes. She quickened her pace again, intent on reaching home before frostbite began eating at her flesh, but now the path seemed to be vanishing from beneath her feet. She paused, peering through the darkness to find the trail once more, but suddenly everything had changed. The moonlight had disappeared, and the stars were gone. The trees, every branch glittering with light only a moment ago, were etched against the clouds in a black even darker than the sky itself, and their limbs, which had seemed to thrust upward in celebration, suddenly loomed over her, their branches reaching toward her, their twigs turning to skeletal fingers, straining to scratch her flesh.